You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, everybody. Before we get into today's show, I just want to let you know that Golf Unfiltered is now the official sponsor of Chicago Golf Tour. Go out to shygolftour.com today to sign up for one of the three neighborhood tours that they offer. They've got the north side, they've got the south side, they've got the west side. Shygolftour.com is where you want to go to sign up for the 2021 season, which includes a full event schedule that runs parallel with the PGA Tour, as well as four majors. Shygolftour.com. This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by Cleveland, Srixon, Zegzio, and Asics Golf. I know, it's winter time, folks. I'm looking out my window right now, it's still snowing. I have an entire golf bag full of Srixon's new ZX line. I'm talking woods, irons, hybrids, everything. And I can't wait to get back out on the course. So be sure to go out to Cleveland, Srixon, Zegzio, and Asics Golf to learn more. And just help me get through this. All right, let's go.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered Podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam from GolfUnfiltered.com. Follow me all over social media at Golf Unfiltered. You can send me an email, adam@golfunfiltered.com. Yeah, we're in the middle of winter, folks, and I just cannot wait to get back onto the golf course. But one of the things that has really kept me busy is two things, actually. I went and I bought a net to hit golf balls into. Those of you who follow me on Twitter know what I'm talking about. I've got it down in my basement. I can almost take a full swing. Probably not anything past a 7-iron because then I'm hitting the top of the ceiling. But, you know, that's helpful. And the most important part of my little setup down in the basement is the Safe Play Golf Monster Mat. Now, we welcome on the creator of this golf mat. It's called the Monster Mat, and Brent Pascal is the creator of this absolutely fantastic product. Brent and I have a great conversation, not only about, of course, the Monster Mat, but also the technical elements of it, why it's so different from competitors, because we've all gone to driving ranges, folks. We've all hit off of different types of mats, and sometimes one is rock hard, sometimes one is soaked, especially if it rained. Another one, you can't stick the darn tee into it, and at the end of if any of those that you try, you look at the bottom of your irons, for example, and they're just covered in this green residue that takes forever to get off. Well, what if you found a mat that didn't do any of those bad things and only the good things? How about a mat that you can hit golf balls off of over and over and over again, as much as you want, unlimited? You will never get any residue on the bottom of your clubs. You're not going to get any fibers all over the place. And I told you that I have this in my basement. I don't want to sweep my basement floor after hitting golf balls. And what if I told you that there is a lifetime guarantee that nobody, no customers in the history of this company has ever had to take advantage of because the thing is made that damn well? Well, that's exactly what the Monster Mat is. And so today we welcome on the creator, Mr. Brent Pascal. And so before we get there, I just want to remind everyone to please go out and support secondcitygolf.com as well. You know what we do over there. My friends Bill and Chris, we are out there. We've got our merchandise. We've got our respective websites that you can go and look at as well. But first, drop what you're doing. Sit back and relax and enjoy this conversation with the Safe Play Golf Monster Mat creator, Brent Pascal. All right, everybody, welcome back to the show, and hello to everybody watching on YouTube. You see that I am here with my guest today, Mr. Brent Pascal. He is the creator of Monster Mat that you heard me talk about the intro, folks, a absolutely fantastic product for anybody who wants a at-home simulator for golf courses that want to add
a new alternative to their driving ranges. Brent, thank you so much for agreeing to come out of the show to talk about it.
Thank you for having me.
So you and I have had the chance to talk briefly prior to today. You absolutely floored me with your passion and your experience, as well as your knowledge, not only of just turf in general, but how all of that went into the Monster Mat. So before we get into that, how did you get started in the game of golf? And how did you come up with the idea of, hey, I want to make the best possible golf mat around?
Well, it was our experience when we got into the artificial turf industry. There was one artificial turf, and that was AstroTurf. And so we had to come up with something that was different. And in doing so, we came up with a similar product, shorter and just designed for football. Mm-hmm. Well, as time went along, we continued to develop it, and it became the mainstay and the number one artificial turf in the world. Wow. And so having had a motorcycle wreck, I went to my therapist and told her that I was really upset because I couldn't play football anymore because I'd had a head injury. And just was really upset. And she said, well, Brent, be the best that you, what do you like to do? And I said, well, I like to work. I like the artificial turf business. And she said, why don't you be the best you can be at that? And always try to achieve and be better than everybody else in the artificial turf industry. So I took it to heart. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, I, every product that we build is well thought out, well designed. Sometimes it's not right at first, but we continue to develop the products so that in the end, the athlete is rewarded with the best possible product.
That's fantastic. And it's funny how, well, not funny, but it's inspiring to hear how life events like that kind of point you in a direction. And based on, you know, my limited experience with the work that you've done, sir, I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, this is a fantastic product that I quite literally have not seen anything that's of this quality before. Well done on that.
Well, thank you. And a lot of our customers have, such as Club Corporations of America, Dick's Sporting Goods, Golf Galaxy, have asked us to be their exclusive distributor and to sell our product. We got into that, but we decided to sell direct to the public so that we could better serve the public, stand behind what we do, not charge an exorbitant amount of money. And so it is a win-win situation for Safe Play, Monster Mat, Brent Pascal, and our team, and also the public, the people out there that are actually playing and using our product. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it because it's not the highest priced mat on the market. It's simply the best.
I would agree with that. And I actually used it earlier today, to be honest with you, on my lunch hour. I went downstairs and in my headquarters here, and I was able to hit a few balls at the net. And, you know, I got to tell you, some of the things that I appreciate about it and absolutely floored me right from the start. One is the durability of it, insofar as many people listening to this know, you usually, when you go on artificial turf, you'll either get that residue on the bottom of your club or you'll see some of the fibers like fly off. This doesn't happen with the Monster Mat at all. How does that even work? And I guess what I'm asking is, you know, what is so special? What can you tell me that's so special regarding the product when you notice things like that?
How many hours do we have?
I know. Okay. I know there's a lot that goes into it.
Let me just touch on a couple or three points.
Sure.
We start off with a different fiber than anybody else in the world, called an LSR Z-Pro fiber, which means low slide resistance, which means it does not grab your club face as you're impacting the surface. And your club face comes through the product at the same club drag speed as it would on Augusta or Pinehurst on the finest fairways in the world. And so then we go with a fiber that is is not solution dyed. It is solution dyed, but it's not dyed after the fact. A nylon product, for instance, that the majority of the people in our industry use because they don't know any better, is a gray fiber that is dyed after the fact. So that's the green residue that's coming off on your club. Then we go with the proper density and the proper pile height, or the height of the fiber or the grass, so that when the club impacts the surface, it comes through at the same club drag speed as it would on a natural fairway. So when you hit a fat shot, it feels like a fat shot. The ball reacts like a fat shot. You don't get the same feel as other mats that when you hit behind the ball, you skip into the ball, bounce into the ball, and your elbows and wrists suffer the consequences.
Very well, actually. Listeners to this know that I've dealt with some elbow pain recently, and this is right up my alley.
Well, I'm not that good a golfer, so I had to build something like that. I could play pretty fair, but I just had to build a product that I could hit off of.
Well, you could build a hell of a product, Brent. I mean. What you make up for your product building, or maybe what you don't have in the golf. But yeah, so the fibers themselves, I experienced exactly what you said. You know, I've hit a few fat shots down there as well, and it definitely feels the same as if I was out on a fairway. You know, the other elements of it are so intriguing too. What else did you have for me?
Well, there's several other elements, but the If you ever look at the side of one of our mats, you'll notice a reinforcement between the fiber and the pad. Not only is that a protective barrier, but the whole pad, when you impact it, collapses at that point, giving you extra shock resistance. And then the neat part about what we do, the LSR Z-Pro fiber and the polyethylene foam, closed cell cross-linked polyethylene foam, means it will not absorb any moisture whatsoever, the fiber nor the pad. So when you're out there after inclement weather, you go out there, you hit golf balls, and you don't get the spray in your face. At minus 60 degrees below zero, and 160 degrees Fahrenheit, it retains its same resiliency. So it feels the same as it would in your basement. And that is what totally is unique and different about the Monster Mat. It's just that every little intricate part of it was thought out, was tested. Another superior aspect of the Monster Mat, it'll outlast a nylon mat 3-1. And that isn't just my opinion. It's the opinion of testing laboratories. The Monster Mat will go 66,000 cycles on what's called the Tabor abrasion wheel, which measures any kind of textile or carpet. It's a cylinder that goes around and around with a certain weight on it that after a while it wears the product out. The typical nylon product will go 21,000 cycles.
And the cycle
is over three times longer lasting.
Okay, and apologies for jumping in, but the cycle time and all, and what you just described, maybe for someone who's not as adept at that terminology, what does that mean in terms of what you experience with the mat?
Well, that any time that you want to know how long a product will last, you run it through this test, which is, like I said, a cylinder that goes around and around and around in the same circle. And it has a certain amount of weight on it. And it has a wheel. And when it wears down to the what we call the primary backing, it's wore out. Okay. The Safeplay Monster Mat outperforms any nylon mat on the market today by over 3 to 1. So it's, the aspects of it. And so in creating this monster that we did here, we could have charged $500 a piece for them and still sold them all day long.
Sure.
But we didn't, and we won't, because we started out not being able to afford a artificial turf for our football field. So we had to develop one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we passed it on through the years to the consumer, because we understand that everybody cannot pay the top dollar in the whole industry. And there's mats out there that are $500, $600, $1,000, and they're just not even close to the Monster Mat.
And folks, you can go out to the Safeplay Golf website at mcssl.com, and you've got exactly what you're talking about, Brent, listed here. The Monster Mats come in a few different sizes, and the most expensive size, and I'm using that in air quotes, people on YouTube see me doing that, it's under $350 for a 5-foot by 5-foot mat.
That's
a big mat for a big price.
That's delivered. And it also, there are gimmicks, so many gimmicks out here that so many people fall for. And they usually do it at the PGA trade show in Orlando. And so you see different people peddling. And I say peddle because everybody's a distributor except us, because we're the only people that manufacture our own product and have our own manufacturing facility. But everybody has a different gimmick. And the first thing that someone will ask me, and someone did last night from Canada, can you stick a tee in it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yes, it has a regular tee holder that releases. And they said, well, you can't just stick a tee anywhere in it. And I said, no. And if someone tries to sell you a mat that you can stick a tee in anywhere, run as fast as you can away from it. And he just started laughing. He said, well, why would you say that? I said, because experience.
Mm.
I said, the same people are not selling that product next year at the show because it fails. And the reason it fails is because, yes, you can stick a tee in it when it's brand new, but you walk on it for a month and let the fiber bend over and the tee won't stand up. Then you hit some fat shots with that tee sticking in it, and it drives that wooden tee down through the backing of the turf,
mm-hmm,
and actually begins to tear holes in the turf. But they don't tell you that, you see. There's other products that you stand on one surface and hit off of another surface. And really, it's bad for the golfer. There's another product that has toothbrush, and I'm not going to name any names, toothbrush-like fibers that stick up It's great for exercise if you just want to stretch out. But when you got a ball sitting up on a toothbrush and you hit it fat and it goes straight up there, you don't know how fat you hit it. You don't know how long you hit it. So there's just a lot of things that we don't agree with. There's a lot of things that we do different, but I will guarantee you that they're right. And I'm going to say this now and when we close. We're the only company in the world and have been for 48 years. You try our mat, just buy our mat, try it for 11 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days, one day shy of a year. If you don't like the color of it, if you don't like the way it performs, or you don't think it's the best golf mat or surface that you've ever hit off of, we'll refund your money 100%.
Wow.
You call around and get anybody in the world to give that same guarantee. And let me tell you this, we've not had a mat returned in 48 years. So what we're saying is what we'll put our money behind. We'll back up. And if you want something as close to the finest fairway you've ever hit off of, this is it. If you want something that you can improve your game on, this is it. There's nothing like it in the world. And this isn't a hope so, think so, maybe so. It's guaranteed. And you be the judge of it. You, the consumer, be the judge of it.
You got me fired up, Brent. I like that. That's an unbelievable guarantee there.
Well, you're going to get on an individual use, you're going to get a lifetime of wear on it. As long as you rotate the mat, it comes with four holes and four sides.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one hole and four sides. If you'll rotate it once a month, you won't wear it out in your lifetime.
You know, I was wondering about that because that is good to know. And I should also correct myself. The website is actually safeplaygolf.com. You want to go out. I actually had it on the bottom of the screen here for our YouTube players, or viewers rather. That was something I was interested in, is how long do I have to rotate? I mean, you mentioned at least once a month, and that should last the lifetime of the mat.
Yes. On driving ranges, high volume driving ranges, based upon 50,000 rounds, that's buckets of balls. Our mats are lasting 6-8 years, and that's with people hitting up 24/7 on them.
That's incredible. So
get you one and go after it is all I can tell you.
Here's a picture of one I brought up on YouTube. So you do actually service driving ranges as well.
I'm sorry?
You offer these for driving ranges as well, as you just mentioned.
Here's a picture. We built the Trinity Forest, the home of the Byron Nelson. We built the so many clubs. I can't even begin to name them. Thousands and thousands and thousands of clubs. We build them in continuous tee lines where you take and just, you don't need concrete. You just cut out with a sod cutter, cut it out, put some chat down, roll it, and lay the monster mat over it, backfill it to the edges, and it's there forever. I mean, it's there forever. On our tee lines, we, on the average, we have people walk up and say, man, I've had your tee line for 19 years and our customers just still love it. Had it 21 years, our customers still love it. Find another product that will perform like that. And that's the one you need to buy. If somebody will stand behind their product, but not only the longevity, but the initial and the long-term playability is what's equally important. And it can't be matched by any product on the market.
You know, I have hit off of many different mats in my day here. And, you know, obviously, listeners, you know, we test a lot of equipment. We live at the driving range, Brent. And I have to say, and I mean this sincerely, yours is the Monster Mat is the best mat I've ever hit off of for all the reasons that you just mentioned. You know it right out of the gate. You walk on it, you know it's just something different. And when you hit off of it, regardless of the quality of your swing, it's going to feel as if you are out on the golf course. And that's all that any golfer wants. I'm looking out my window right now, Brent. It is still snowing. It's been snowing for, it feels like, a month. And I know that I can go down in my basement, hit off of a Monster Mat, and still get that same experience. So kudos to you and your team.
Well, it's just I'm so proud of it. I've developed a lot of products, the finest football fields in the world. They last over twice as long as their nearest competition. But I have a passion for providing the customer with the best product. And when you take one of these mats and you lay it out in front of a driving range and you have all the pros come out and hit it, they'll hit three or four balls and they'll turn around with a smile on their face and they'll say, I don't know where that came from, but that's what we want right there. And it's not even a vote.
Yeah.
It's just a unanimous decision. So, you know, I appreciate you letting me come on and explain it, because to have something and have it in your warehouse just doesn't give you the satisfaction of having it out there. But we have thousands of them, and we'd be happy to give anybody in the world installation list, people to call, people that have our product. A gentleman called me the other day, and let me just share one quick little story. A guy came, was about half intoxicated at the show, and he heard me talk and say everything that I've said so far. And he said, he bought two mats.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him, I said, people will stand in line to hit off of this mat with all your other mats available. And he said, I was a little intoxicated. He came back the next year. He said, I was a little intoxicated when I talked to you at the show last year. He said, but I bought two mats. And he said, and I forgot about what you said. And he said, I looked out there, I was running the cash register. He said, I looked out there and there were two people sitting behind each mat on the bench with a full bucket of balls. And he said, I wondered what they were doing. I wondered what the problem was. He said, I walked out and they said, is there a problem? And they said, no, there's no problem. He said, well, all those mats are open. You can hit off of those. They said, no, we don't want to hit off those. We want to hit off of these. He said, they're just totally 100% different. He said, and that guy was sober this time. He ate more mats. And, you know, and so that's the kind of stories we live with going forward and looking back. And it really is a warm feeling to know that you've done something that is really great for the golfer. Because, you know, these guys are trying to improve their game. And when you're trying to improve your game, the last thing you want to do is be worried about if you hit it fat, it's going to hurt you. Right. And if you hit it too skinny, you're going to develop bad habits and start cutting the ball. Mm-hmm. So just go ahead and hit it like you would on the natural fairway, and you'll enjoy the Monster Mat. Guaranteed.
Well, listeners, that's Mr. Brent Pascal. He is the creator of the Monster Mat. We've talked a lot about it. Brent, believe me, I've been to the PGA show, and I know that there is some intoxication that goes on at the PGA show. But, Brent, before we let you go, I got to give you the opportunity one more time to remind our listeners of that guarantee, because it is so special.
The guarantee is Don't take my word for a thing I've said. Give it a chance. And you have 11 months, 3 weeks, and 6 days to prove me wrong. And all you have to do, I'm the president and owner of the company, have been all this time, pick up the phone and call me and just say, Brent, it didn't work out like you said. Something you said was not right and it was a lie. I'll refund your money 100%. Never had to do it in 48 years. Would love for you to be the first.
Well, there you go, listeners. That is quite the guarantee, and take it from me as well that this is a fantastic product. So be sure to try it out. And Brent, I just want to thank you once again for coming on to share your story.
Thank you very much for having me.